This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Zechariah chapters 1 and 2, Leroy takes an encouraging look at God's angels all around you. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Does God still send His angels to protect His people? In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5, we read God's promise of protection for Jerusalem. "And I myself will be a wall of fire around it," declares the Lord. But does that happen today? Some time ago, my wife Virginia and I were in Colombia, South America, to speak at a conference of missionaries. From Bogota, we traveled an hour by plane to a missionary base along a river at the edge of the jungle. After arriving, we discovered there was a communist guerrilla camp only 15 minutes down the river. We also learned that these terrorists had threatened to destroy the missionary facility and to murder the people. Several months before, the Colombian authorities had raided the guerrilla camp and discovered written plans to attack the missionaries, steal their medical supplies, steal their radio gear and their food. But the planned attack never came off. When the Colombian authorities questioned some of the captured guerrillas, they described how they had moved out to attack one night, but as they approached the missionary camp, they were suddenly confronted by a well-armed force completely surrounding the facility. The guerrillas retreated from this army that was guarding these missionaries and protecting their camp. Well, of course, the missionaries have no army, and the Colombian authorities had no men on the scene. So what did the guerrillas see? I believe they saw an army of God's angels. Warren Myers, a colleague of mine with the Navigators for the past 30 years in Asia, tells a similar story. One of their missionaries was taking the monthly financial income to the bank when he was approached by robbers. But the robbers suddenly fled, yelling that the man had 6 bodyguards, shining men, who were intent on protecting him. Since this man has no bodyguards, what did they see? I believe they saw what the prophet Elisha saw in 2 Kings chapter 6, when the king of Aram sent chariots and a strong force against the people of God. When Elisha's servant saw them, he cried, "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those that are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Oh, Lord, open his eyes so he may see." And he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Christian, in our walk of daily discipleship, God is with us as our protection. May He open our eyes of faith and see Him today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the only way you can accomplish what God has called you to do. I hope you'll join us on Daily Discipleship.